Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, March 30th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Tsunami panic strikes Indonesia. Christians provide calm. Tragedy strikes Pakistan during an Easter service, and a ministry seeks to shore up China's church through training. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Indonesia, where for the second time in a little more than 3 months, a huge earthquake hit the region. This time it was an 8.7 magnitude quake. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard is there and says panic is the best way to describe the situation.
The streets just started to fill up with people running, crying, screaming, and people coming out in their night clothes and running as fast as they could away from the coast. And it was literally a scene of mass chaos, a mass exodus of people. Unfortunately, some people were hurt, some people were run over.
Howard is hoping the calm they showed was a testimony.
We purposely didn't run. The people in our neighborhood stayed with us. If we ran, they would have ran as well. My hope is that people here will know the peace and the security and knowledge of knowing God and knowing the peace that can come through Christ.
FHI has been helping the tsunami victims. Your prayers and financial support can help change lives. Go to our website to help. Next, one man is dead and six injured after armed thugs opened fire on an Easter service in Pakistan. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, members of a Muslim family who had long been opponents of the congregation began firing at the Victory Church International during the service. VOM says Arshad Masih, a husband and father, was shot and killed as he went outside to investigate. Arrests have been made. Pray for those recovering and that these believers' witness will point many to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Chinese government regulates religious groups to prevent them from becoming so-called sources of authority. The fear is that the government and the Chinese Communist Party would lose control. For many unregistered house churches, that amounts to an order for persecution. But OMS International's David Long says there's good news.
Increasingly, opportunities are being presented in China, opportunities for business seminars and opportunities for the training of church leaderships and some very limited partnership relationships there.
Long believes the Chinese church is capable of evangelism. However,
we are looking for opportunities to help the church in China to become more deeply rooted and deeply established. And one benefit of that is to help the church in China respond to the attacks that come from the numerous cults that exist in China.
Meanwhile, the demand for help increases daily in Haiti as the international community focuses elsewhere. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they're responding.
We do have 18 pallets of the food packs, which is about 50,000 meals of vegetables, rice, chicken flavoring, and lots of vitamins. They should have those up to headquarters by the weekend. So the food program is in pretty good shape.
DeHart says the ministry points people to Christ. The spiritual warfare they're facing reveals their effectiveness. Among other obstacles, life-threatening illnesses have struck DeHart's family.
It's the administrative level and the Florida end that is really having the challenges right now. Pray for healing for Don, for peace and no pain for my mother, for strength for me.
And the Jesus Film Project is looking for people to join them in sharing the gospel with vacationers in the Middle East and North Africa. Since 1993, teams have handed out New Testaments as well as audio and videos of the Jesus Film at ports frequented by people going on vacation. The Jesus Film reports many times travelers will tell distributors that they came to Christ after receiving the materials the previous year. If you'd like to go, go to our website and click on Go on a Trip. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.